Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Hello and welcome. 皆さん、こんばんは。
こんばんは。
こんばん
は。おは、こんばんにちは。
こんばんは is good evening. Just
yeah, it is.
For the record.
What the heck is おは、こんばんにちは?
I don't know, Tai. You should tell us about
it
for
fine.
The...
I'll explain it. So we have the three greetings, right? So おはよう, so good morning. こんにちは, like normal hello. And then こんばんは, right? So, if we're, like, doing a podcast or YouTube something, anything that anyone could be listening at any time of the day, right? Say, oha konbanichiwa. It covers it all. You don't have to worry about which one's right.
It covers them all.
Though people won't say that in real life. Don't actually. That's, like, kind of specifically video content, internet stuff. Mm. People might give you a strange look.
That's not what we're talking about today, though. And we just wanted to tell you that you could say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tai's favorite way to greet you, so.
It is. If you go on Twitch or see me on YouTube, I'll probably say it.
All right. So today, we'll be relaxing to the topic of kuse, the grammar point kuse ni, and also briefly comparing it to noni, and kind of seeing the difference there, and then kind of going over some examples and coming up with context as we go. All right. Tai, 日本に住んでるくせにお風呂に入らないの?
え、ちょっと待って、お風呂使うよ、ちゃんと。
え、そうなん?じゃあよかった。
本当だよ。こっちがびっくりしたじゃん。
Alright, so we used 日本に住んでるくせにお風呂に入らないの? So I was saying, even though you live in Japan, you don't take baths? Excuse me? I'm like judging the fact that he doesn't take baths. In Japan, even though he lives in Japan.
I felt very judged. So I said, ちょっと待って. She's like, wait one second. お風呂使うよ、ちゃんと. So I actually do take baths. I actually do use the bath in Japan. I used one last... I had one last night. It was great.
In this context too, a Japanese cultural point is... in Japan, when you say お風呂, you mean shower or お風呂 usually. But in this context... We were saying ohuro specifically, do you take actual baths? Because you can't say shower.
Mm-hmm.
Shower dake would be shower only. And then ohuro we refer to as taking a bath or taking a shower. They mean both.
Mm.
And then I said, so nan? Ja yokatta. So nan is so nano. But I think it's Kyushu-ben? It's Kyushu-ben? Is it? So nan. I think it is.
I think, yeah, I was going to say, I think that's a dialect you got going on there, Chie.
Ah, so na. Dialect, ne. Hi, 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 hi.
So da yo.
And then I said, ja, yokatta. Then, oh, okay, that's fine then.
And then I responded, honto da yo. Kochi ga bikkuri shita jan. So, honto da yo, like, yeah, really. And then, kochi ga, so like, me, over here, me, bikkuri shita. Bikkuri shita is like... Surprised. Basically, yeah, just surprised. And then Jan is like, oh no, how do we... Jie, help.
Jan?
How do we say Jan? It's like, you surprised me.
Oh no.
It's like kind of like saying, oh no, wait, it's not rhetorical.
こっちがびっくりした Jan would translate to, I got, on this side, like I was びっくり, surprised, yo. What you doing? Kind of feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. That John is just kind of adding like emphasis, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah. But let's talk about this honto da yo for a second. Mm. It can mean two things here, depending on how you say it. Honto da yo would be, no, really, like I do take baths. And then honto da yo would be, of course, like what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, honto da yo is like, come on, really? Like, just believe me already.
Yeah, so that's an interesting point.
Hmm.
All right. What's the difference between kuse ni in no ni.
Kuse ni, I feel like there's more of a kind of like a blame involved in it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if you say something, and we'll give examples later on, but if you say something and you have kuse ni, it's kind of like you're a little bit blaming someone versus no ni is just like, oh, well, whatever happened is kind of like regretful and I wish it didn't happen, but like I'm not necessarily blaming anyone.
Hmm.
I feel like those are the big differences in my brain. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. And no ni usually is kind of more neutral. So no ni, you can use it to compare things that even though this thing happened without a negative connotation. Versus kuse ni.
Right.
Or kuse shite. You usually use it in a negative sense, negative context.
True. Yeah, that's it. That is true. No ni can be used with like literally anything. It doesn't have to be. There's no negativity implied or regretfulness necessarily. Though there is one use where it can be like, oh, well, I wish this happened, right? Like, ah, tabetakatta no ni, right? Like that's kind of regretful, but you can also, what's another noni sentence that isn't really regretful?
Mizu nonda no ni mada nodo kawaiteru. I drank water, but I'm still thirsty.
So that's just saying, oh, even though I drank water, noni, I'm still thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like regretful, but it's just saying I did something, but still the thing that I wanted happened, noni, isn't happening. So not being thirsty anymore.
Yeah, so these two things usually mean even though or in spite of the fact that or despite this thing is how these things are used. Yeah, so let's try to come up with some examples that we can say and then come up with context for those sentences in what situations that that person would be judging the other person to use kuse ni.
Let's do it.
All right. You ready, Ty?
I think I'm ready. I don't know. We're going to find out.
So first one. 医者でもないくせにいちいち指図しないで。
So, you're not even a doctor, so don't give me directions, right? 指図。いちいち over every little thing. いちいち like everything. So maybe someone's kind of sick and someone's being a little too, hey, do this and do this and do this and do this. And they're like, shut up already.
Yeah. I'll just say it one more time a little bit slower. 医者でもないくせにいちいち指図しないで。医者でもないくせにいちいち指図しないで。Will be the emotion behind that sentence.
Yeah, definitely annoyed.
次の読んでみる? Do you want to read the next one?
理由知ってるくせによくそんなこと言えるね。What would be a context for that one, Chia?
理由知ってるくせに is even though you know the reason behind something, よくそんなこと言えるね is how can you say that knowing the other thing exists? 理由知ってるくせに Maybe someone broke their leg rescuing a dog or something and so they're on matsubasue, like the little crutches. But like someone else that did know about the situation, but trying to like make them look bad or something. Like, oh, they were clumsy and fell downstairs or something. I don't know.
Yeah. This is a very dramatic example. Yes. This poor broken leg person.
But yeah, so this sentence means even though you knew the situation or the reason behind something, how dare you say that thing? 理由知ってるくせによくそんなこと言えるね。
Yeah, I feel like that could also be something said in like an argument, right? Like if two people are arguing, you definitely hear something like this, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So if someone said something completely wrong or whatever, there was an actual valid reason to the other person's perspective.
And they knew
they
that.
They might say this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. This one is an example that my sister growing up did. Ebi kirai na kuse ni. Ebi furai wa tanmari taberu nda ne.
So, even though she hates ebi, which is shrimp, right? She would eat a lot of ebi furai. Tanmari is like a lot of, eat a lot of?
Yeah, okay. Just another way of saying takusan or ippai.
So, she would eat a lot of ebi furai, even though she hated ebi. gonna be honest, I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah, that's also why I put that in here.
Yeah.
Because I knew that you didn't really like shrimp.
Yeah, I don't like エビ that much, but mm-hmm. I still eat it sometimes.
エビフライ美味しいよね、でも。I like エビフライ。
うん。まあ、揚げてるからね。
そうね。揚げ物は結構美味しい。
揚げたものは何でも美味しいと思う。うん、ほとんど。
え、揚げ物で美味しくなかったものとかある？Have you had anything that was fried that you didn't like?
I don't think I have. Have you? Like, I guess if it gets soggy.
ないかな?
She has a loading screen.
No, I think I also like most things that are fried. Okay, you said the soggy thing.I actually think it's part of the experience when it comes on the soba or something, and then, you know, like one side's still crunchy, one side's kind of getting there soggy.
Yeah.
ちょっとぐちょぐちょになりかけてる. Yeah, and then you eat both textures. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun.
ぐちょぐちょになりかけてる.
ぐちょぐちょis, so, like, in this case, is the fried part, like breaking down and kind of getting really mushy. Part of the water, very watery.なりかける is to be in the process of becoming.
Yeah, so it hasn't become yet, but it's on the way to becoming. Yeah. 行ったこともないくせに何様のつもり？
うん。聞いたことある？何様のつもり？
So, even though you've never been there, like, what the hell are you... Or who are you trying to pretend to be? Like, what is 何様?
Yeah, who do you think you are is probably the closest feeling.I was watching a show the other day, and there's this really annoying character that is like, oh, I've been there, or like, you know, saying things about the history of some place, and then, but she's never actually been there, or she'll just glamorize whatever she's talking about. 何様のつもり? It's a good phrase.
Yeah, that is.
It's kind of rude, though. Don't go around telling people that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
予報では晴れって言ってたくせして雨降ってきたじゃん。
Ooh. So even though the forecast said it would be 晴れ、sunny, it's starting to rain now.
Yeah, and the じゃん again is the emphasis there. 雨降ってきたじゃん。It's just an emotional emphasis.
Yeah, it's kind of like saying, isn't it? And then adding emphasis like, ah, it's raining now, isn't it? Right.
Yeah, but it's not a question, it goes down. Yeah.
Yeah.So, what's the difference here of this くせに and this くせして?
You can use either, but if you're trying to use くせして, you can't use it at the end of a sentence. So, you can say something くせに and end it there and have a complete thought, but you can't really say 晴れって言ってたくせして. You can't just end it there.
Okay, so...Going back a little bit then, this エビ嫌いなくせにエビフライはたまに食べれるんだね。That we can replace and say エビ嫌いなくせしてエビフライはたまに食べれるんだね。Right? We can put that して. So as long as it's not at the end of the sentence, they're interchangeable.
Okay. And also you can say エビ嫌いなくせにエビ嫌いなくせに as you're eating a whole bunch of エビフライ s
ありがとうございます。
いいいい。
ああ、猫舌。猫舌のくせにラーメン好きだよね。
はい、好きです。
チエ好きですか?
ラーメンめっちゃ好き。でもね、時々猫舌。I don't actually know if I put myself in the categories actual 猫舌. Because when it comes to hot food and things, I can do it. But when it comes to drinking tea really hot or coffee, ちょっと待たないと無理です。I have to wait a little bit.
ああ、そうなんだ。
変だよね。
そうかもね。ちょっとだけ変です。
But those of you who doesn't know what a 猫舌 is, it's a cat tongue. And I never looked up if cats actually can't drink hot things. But it's saying that you have a tongue like a cat who can't eat or drink hot things very fast.
Yeah.I guess you're like more prone to burn yourself or like really sensitive to the heat. So you always like wait for stuff to cool down before you eat it. They call those people 猫舌. So we said, 猫舌のくせにラーメン好きだよね. So ラーメン, it's always really hot at the start, right? That's how it's gotta be.
Yeah, you can't have cold ラーメン. I'm sorry. You just can't.
Yeah. Oh, it's gross. Yeah. I'm thinking of cold ramen. And it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Eat it hot.
Gotta have that maximum even if you're a nekojita. Slurping efficiency.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Last one. 飛行機苦手なくせして観光好きとかどうなの?
This was kind of me. This was kind of me in the past. So, 飛行機, so airplane, 苦手なくせして. So, like, even though you kind of hate them, even though you're not really good with them. 観光好きとかどうなの? So, like, how do you like, why do you like traveling so much?Or why do you like vacationing, right? Mm. 観光
I'm like questioning、tourism. His liking of tourism and going places, even though he doesn't、like flying or airplanes.
Mm. Chia, you used to be scared of airplanes too, huh?
Hi, it's a Okay.
I wanted to see your facial expression.
Hi, it's a
Yeah.
It's as when...、Mm.I was a pro at 5 months old, Babby.
Yeah.
On airplane. I was probably crying. I don't know.
No, you were flying airplanes before you were even five.
Oh, there we go. I was a pilot, of course.
Yeah.
But you can also use it to, not in a negative way, but kind of slightly sarcastic. So you can say some of these things. If...The person that's receiving this understands that you're being sarcastic.
Yeah,
it will be a compliment. Important. Yes. So, 去年までは泳げなかったくせにすっごい上達したね。
So, yeah, since last year, or up till last year, you couldn't even swim. くせに, you've done really well now. Right?
You've
really
improved.
Made a lot of progress.
So, like, that's like, oh my goodness, good job. Like, you've improved so much.
Which is, yeah, depending, and like even in English, right, if you take that tone of voice, depending on who you're talking to and whatnot, and how well they understand your humor, it might be a little taken the wrong way, potentially.
Yeah, it just depends on who you are. So just be careful using it this way, but it does exist. Sometimes my mom will sarcastically say this next one. チアのくせにいいこと言うじゃん, and like kind of elbow me, hee hee. Like saying, hey, even though you're Chie, that was a good thing to say or something along those lines. Saying that I usually don't say good things in that context, whatever it was, that I did a good job or I said a good thing.
That's why it's very important to understand a person's humor.
Yeah.
And obviously, like with this, like you'd say it with really close friends and like family, if you say it in the right tone, then it's probably fine.Because it's clearly joking.
This one, I've heard it in a bunch of Nihon drama when like the girl gets hurt in the dark and then the guy comes to rescue kind of scene. 怖がりのくせになんでここまで来てくれたの? kind of feeling.
Yeah, this is a good one. So 怖がりのくせに, so even though you're like really scared all the time, why did you come all the way this far? なんでここまで来てくれたの? Or why did you come like,get me or
come rescue me I like imagining this girl she hurt her ankle and she can't move and it's dark sunset there's like bears somewhere in the forest you know and this guy comes and rescues her. Yeah zombies but she's saying that like hey you have this weakness you're scared of things why did it come rescue me so it's kind of a compliment but kind of like questioning
right
all right but thenIn the root of kuse ni is the word kuse. What is kuse?
Kuse, it's like a habit, but it's like kind of like a bad habit. It's got a little bit of a negative to it, right?
Sometimes it can. It can also, it's more like unique, I think, maybe is a better term. So it's not in the norms. It doesn't necessarily have to be negative, but you can use it in a negative way.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, because we can say, yeah, you're right, because we can say something. And I think this one, I learned this recently in Native Shark in phase two was like, kuse no tsuyoi hito datta or something like along those lines, right? So like if you're trying not to, like, I think the context was you went on a date with someone and then like someone who set you up with that person was like, oh, how was it? And you can respond, like she was like really, really kind of weird or whatever, or he, whoever you dated, was kind of weird.
They had little quirks. Am I saying that right? Quirks.
Yeah.
Here and there that were very strong, or the personality sit was very strong.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just be like, oh, instead of like ragging on whatever they may have done, you'd be like, kuse no tsuyo hito deshita.
Yeah.
If you want to go learn the exact context, sign up nativeshark.com/LBJP and learn it. I don't know how else to.
And go read more useful grammar points that you will definitely use in your daily lives.
Yeah, we teach them early on for a reason.
Can you think of any kuses?
そうだよね。子供の時、僕、なんか、I had like this tendency to like twirl my hair. And like it started creating like a, like I did it in like the back and it started creating like a bald spot. And I remember my family like freaking out like, yo, you need to stop.
Oh no. 髪ぐるぐるする癖があった。髪ぐるぐる。
髪の毛。Yeah. 髪。
出はげた。
Yeah, so I had this like, yeah, and now I'm bald. I don't think it's related though. Because I stopped and it went back to not bad. チオ
は?私はね、一時ね、スリッパを引きずり回して歩いてた。So, 一時 like, is one, for one period of time in my life, スリッパ is slippers. を引きずり回す is to drag around everywhere. 手歩いてた is to walk.So I used to not lift my feet and walk around the house and my mom got mad at me.
I feel like every kid has done that. I've definitely used to do that too.
I had these めっちゃピンクっぽいなんかくまさんのなんかスリッパめっちゃふわふわのスリッパがあって、I had a really bright pink くまさん bear slippers. Yeah.
かわいい。
ね、I miss those slippers.
I bet they loved being dragged around on the floor.
I'm sure they were loved very much. Some other common ones you might encounter are 爪を噛む人. So your fingernail, 噛む. 噛む is to chew. Don't do that.
To bite. Yeah, don't do that. That's bad. 昔してた?それ。
Yeah, してはいなかった. I had people around me that did it. And I just looked the other way because it bothered me.
Oh, okay.
あとはね、貧乏ゆすり知ってる?
Yeah, poor person swang.
Yeah.
Shakes, poor person shaking.
There's a saying
in
Japan.
Which is bouncing your leg up and down.
Yeah, that if you do 貧乏ゆすり, then you become poor. Or you stay poor or whatever. But yeah, just shaking leg, the restless shaking leg that people do. I do it sometimes, though, when I am restless, which I notice and then I stop, but...
Yeah. What an interesting word for it.
Yeah, I know, right? あとはね、指をパキパキ鳴らす。指の関節を鳴らす。Pop in the joints.
Oh, I could just... No, I won't pop in. I'll save everyone's ears.
とか、かな? あとは、
you can... Crack your joints, basically.
Yeah.あとは、you can also say things like, 寝癖ついてる which is, you know, when you sleep, your hair kind of gets messed up and then stuck in a weird way. 寝癖
Yeah, 寝癖 is just like bedhead. Yeah.
癖っ気 is still talking about hair, where in Japan, a lot of people have like stone, like really straight hair. Stone って落ちてる。つるつるの髪。But then they'll be jealous of people that have kusege, which is kind of a little bit wavier or something going on with their hair. But then the people that have kusege, which was me, hated it because I'm like, well, I just want stong.
Yeah, you know? The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, huh?
Exactly. あとはね、you might see these also in commercials or on labels of drinks. Kuse になる。
I don't know that.
No?
I don't know that one.
Kuse ni naru is it will become a habit or it'll be unstoppable. You just keep eating it or drinking it.
Oh.
You'll keep coming back
like
to
Cheetos.
It. Exactly. Cheetos should say kuse ni naru on it.
Yeah, they should. Mm.
The commercial for Cup by Bisan for the longest time. Was yamerare nai tomaranai kappa ebisen. I don't know.
So you can't stop, yeah. You can't stop. Or you can't quit, you can't stop.
Yeah, kappa ebisen.
Kappa ebisen.
Kuse ni naru, kappa ebisen. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Kuchiguse? We've kind of briefly talked a lot about kuchiguse here and there in our podcast, sprinkled, but... Go ahead, Ty, take it away.
We've briefly talked a lot about kuchiguse. It's the most true statement I've ever heard. Yeah. Basically, kuchiguse is, it's like in Japanese, you can have kuchiguse. So you always have these people who will choose, especially in media. People in real life don't really do it. and that I've experienced at least. But in media especially, people will end stuff in like poi, like you were saying last episode, or like kashira, like I said last episode. So like every sentence, even if it fits or makes sense or whatever, people will just say those specific words all the time.
You can also use kuchiguse in the sense of I say things a lot. So if I was the person that said shouganai or yokoisho a lot, that could also be my kuchiguse, a thing that I say a lot.
That's true. Yeah. So if you say shouganai, I can be like, ah, kuchiguse deta. Right.
Exactly.
Like, oh, there it is.
Bonus though, kuse, if you extend it, it becomes kusai, but casual. Shiteta.
That's true.
Did you know?
That kuse.
Kuse. Kuse.
Kuse. It's like, yeah, kusai. Yeah. Oh, shiteta yo. So, I play a lot of games and I always use language like that.
Yeah. So kuse means stinky if you didn't catch on. Or, yeah, smelly in a negative way.
Kuse.
Kuse. But, Ty, what is your least favorite nioi? Nani ga ichiban kusai? What is the most stinky thing to you?
Yeah. それあまり考えないよね。
え、私考えるよ。I think about that.
そうなの。知恵の、知恵のは？
私はね、くしゃみの匂いが一番嫌いです。
くしゃみの匂い？
うん、くしゃみの匂い。Sneezes. Yeah, I hate the smell of sneezes.
If you sneeze, if someone else sneezes,
no, just in general, there's sometimes a smell that happens when you sneeze. And when it lingers, it's my worst fear of just walking in somewhere just smelling sneezes.
I don't think I know any sneeze smells, I'm going to be honest. I don't think anything.
Someone will agree with me that's listening. Please come visit our Discord channel, natorshark.com/community, and come agree with me because this is a thing.
I need to know if it's... my nose doesn't work, or if Chie is just the only one who thinks this.
あとは犬の息とか臭い。
ああ、臭いよね。
それはわかる。ありがとう。
うん、わかる。はい、どういたしまして。yeah, like a dog's breath. Right, come on.
Come on.
It's gross. It's gross. Yeah.
あとは、did you ever think that natto or kimchi was 臭い？
納豆はちょっと臭いけど、キムチの方、まあ、キムチの方があんまり好きじゃないから、臭いと思う。
あ、そうか。You don't like 辛いの。You don't like spicy things?
Yeah.
そっかそっか。
It's, I don't know, I don't like rotten things.
I mean, it's 発酵してる、it's not rotten. It's fermented.
Right. Well, it's fermented, but come on. It's basically rotten. Come on. People are going to hate me for that.
Yeah. Onomatopoeia for spicy smells is tsun te kuru. Tsun te, like, comes into your nose and tsun te naru. How do you translate that?
It's like, it like makes you recoil almost. Or it just,
it's like a
burns
spicy freeze
as it goes up.
Brain spicy freeze smell.
What about this one comes into my head. I don't know why, but piri piri. That's like a little spicy, right?
Mm, piri piri is more flavorful on a onomatopoeia.
Oh.
Piri kara toka. Okay, okay. Piri te kuru.
Mm, ah. So that mean. Mm. Piri kara. Yeah, like kind of spicy.
I thought you would like this, but hakusai.
Mm.
Oyaji gyaku. It comes with a oyaji gyaku.
Yeah, so hakusai is like white cabbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that can also be haga kusai. So your teeth smell. Your, mm-hmm. Maybe your breath smells, right?
There you go. Yeah, now you can use that one.
Yeah, I'm going to use that one.
Thanks for listening all the way to the end. I hope there was enough Japanese in there. There was a lot of examples that we went over with context as well. If you do want to listen to the context part again and try to come up with your own context as well, that could be fun. If we did mention something that we didn't touch more on or go deeper, or you have topics that you thought of that we could discuss in our podcast, let us know.
And if you're thinking of those new contexts, come and share them in the Discord and we can let you know how accurate or how maybe they could be improved. Come on over to nativeshark.com/community.
Laidback
Japanese podcast channel.
Yes.
皆さん、今日の質問です。日本語習い始めたばっかりのくせに、なんでそんなに上手なの？
日本語習い始めたばっかり is you just started learning Japanese のくせに、even though なんでそんなに上手なの？ Why are you so good?
なんで？
なんで？
Why? Explain yourself.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening. And 勉強する癖ついてるくせに、くせえもんに聞い取られんなよ。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Shinai kuseni.
Shinai kuseni.